Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Archer and Mia with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Queensland Museum has struck an agreement with the Museum of Vancouver to repatriate First Nations artefacts held by the Canadian institutions. It follows a meeting that the Queensland Arts Minister had with the museum last year during a $126,000 ministerial study tour. The arrangement involves 5 to 10 items that will be first be transferred to the Queensland Museum before they return to the communities. New laws are being rolled out across Queensland from today, including large fines for dog owners who don't control their pets in public. The fines are aimed at preventing attacks, but some have labelled them excessive. It will be up to councils to enforce the laws and determine whether a fine is warranted. In national news, regional airline Rex has collapsed into voluntary administration, leading to widespread flight cancellations. The airline's Boeing 737 fleet is grounded, while Saab 340 regional flights remain unaffected. Ernst & Young have been appointed to manage the administration, and Rex passengers can transfer tickets to Virgin Australia. The government is exploring support options to minimise job losses and ensure continued regional air services. The Australian Services Union warns of a challenging period for affected workers.
Wait times for surgeries in New South Wales has fallen dramatically back to pre-pandemic levels. The New South Wales state government says that public hospitals have reduced the number of patients waiting longer than clinically recommended for planned surgeries. The number of patients on the wait list had dropped by 86%, about 1,900 people, and in line with wait times pre-2020. In international news, the Paris Prosecutor's Office has opened an investigation into anti-Semitic crimes during an Olympic football match. A complaint was made during the match between Israel and Paraguay after a banner displaying the message "Genocide Olympics" as well as chants to accompany the banner. A Paris spokesperson said that the organisation strongly condemns these acts and continues to remind people that the games are for harmony and tolerance. For your weather today, Brisbane is fairly brisk and sunny. It's currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.